when Coach Ferentz did, when he decided not to go for it on fourth down, how does that play in the huddle? I mean, obviously, you guys are players. You guys are young, and you want to go, probably, right?
I mean, yeah, we'll do anything the coaches say, though.
Right.
I mean, we know that he had the best decision, and we had a lot of trust in everybody in all phases of the game. And at that point, he felt like, you know, they had four or five minutes on the clock.
Right.
You know, put the hands in the defense, and you know, unfortunately, it didn't work out for us.
Do you guys want to go down swinging, though? You know what I mean? Do you want to go out in your terms?
Oh, yeah.
That's an offense.
I mean, yeah, we all have pride in ourselves. We all, we're going to go out, you know, play the best of football. You know, the season's not over for us. You know, we're going to go out and, you know, play our hearts out. And, you know, we're going to show everybody that, you know, we're not going to fall down. You know, we're not going to just, you know, give up. And that's one thing we've never done in any of the games. We've never given up. We've played to the end. And that's a good thing about this team.
Why is this team going down to the last three games of the season just to meet the minimum bowl requirement?
I mean, I don't know. You know, we've been playing hard. It's just, you know, minor details that, you know, that really affected the game. But it's just stuff that, you know, we just got to keep fighting, keep playing. And we've been practicing really well. That's the thing. You know, it's not work ethic. We all want to be out there. We're all playing hard. You know, it's just stuff, you know, details that we need to pay attention to and, you know, not executing. And, you know, we just need to execute better in these last three games.
How many weeks can you, I mean, you know, are you guys getting tired of saying we just need to execute better? Because it's been, you know, almost every week this season that's been the key.
I mean, the thing is, we're getting better in practice. And, you know, when we go out in practice, we're out there, you know, everybody's working really hard. You know, we're all having fun during practice. And that's the good thing we see about this team. And, you know, just unfortunately in games, you know, there's some things that go wrong. But, you know, we are seeing some, you know, positives on the field. We're starting to see, you know, not the same mistakes. And, you know, people are out there getting better. And, you know, that's the most important part.
Being a senior, I mean, is it surprising or disappointing to you some of the numbers that have been posted in the passing game so far?
You know, I mean, we want to put up the best numbers we can, and I know we can put up a lot more numbers, and I know that, you know, we are playing hard. We're just, you know, we're not really connecting that well or executing that well as well as we want to. But, you know, there's still going to be more work, and, you know, the season's not over. Hopefully we keep practicing really hard. You know, we're going to focus on the upcoming game and, you know, get better that way.
So. Coach Ferentz said this is the what you guys are doing in the passing game gives you guys the best chance to succeed. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, every play they call, I feel like the coaches have the best, you know, it's the best thing they put us in. It's the best situation, you know, the best play to put us in at that time. And we all believe it. We are out there. We're all like, okay, you know, let's just do our best. But, you know, everybody needs to execute their assignment. And, you know, if one guy doesn't, then that can ruin a whole play. So there's certain plays like that where, you know, a breakdown like that, or it's just, you know, you can step right a little bit, you know, a couple inches, stuff like that. Just details like that. And we all know they're out there, and we just got to keep working.
Does this passing game feel more compressed? I mean, was it incredibly? I mean, looking at it with Marvin last year and his mm-hmm. numbers, maybe that's making me look at it wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe it wasn't as vertical as I think it was.
You know, when you have a receiver like Marvin, you know, of course, and with his stats and everything, you know, you're gonna look at that, and you know, I mean, you're definitely gonna think of that way. But you know, me and Kevontae are playing the best football we've played, and you know, I feel like as receivers, me and him, you know, we're doing our best to, you know, do our job and everything. So I don't feel like we're playing at a lower level. I feel like that we're all playing at the level. We're all playing our best football. It's just the details, like I keep saying. And, you know, we're all playing. We're all at our highest level we've played. So
there's more of a horizontal thing, and I'm not calling it a horizontal thing.
Yeah.
There's more of a horizontal approach, the three-yard outs, the shorter outs, the quick passing game. Does that play to you and the strengths that you and Keenan, or you and Kevontae?
You know, one thing, Kevontae is a great route runner. And, you know, I feel like in any type of, you know, there's no real weakness in his game. The guy can, you know, he can go vertical, horizontal, whichever way. And we're going to do our best, you know, whatever call, I feel like that if they give us a, you know, a 15-yard in or whatever, you know, I feel like that we're going to run it to the best of our ability and, you know, and be able to do it in a successful way. So I don't think there's any other better way that we could be doing anything. You know, it's just, you know, we got to execute better.
What branch of military did you pick for your
dad? My brother is in the Army military. Damon Davis. He's on my dad's side. He's my half brother, and he's in the Army. And actually, my cousin Adam Edwards. He's a special ops. And I've marked like four things. I don't know what they're gonna give me.
So you don't know what you're getting.
I don't know what I'm getting, but you know it's a good cause right now. And I think that whichever branch everybody chose, it meant something to them. Mm-hmm. And it means a lot to me because I do have a lot of family members in the military. Now, so.
Thanks, man. What was your reaction when you first heard that you were going to be wearing these uniforms?
It was nice. We were all pretty happy about it. The different style, whatever. I mean, we were happy about the throwback game. Even a couple of years ago, the throwback game was a bit of a surprise. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good atmosphere. But still got to win the game.
Now I got to ask, since it is election day, not who you voted for, but. Yeah. If, say, 20 years from now, you have a teammate, like right now on this team, that would be running for president, who would be your first guess?
It would either be Vandy or Steve Big Eck.
Oh, you said it.
Okay, because he's one of the most politically outspoken players on our team. Yeah, he every day he comes in and expresses his opinion. And, he really pays attention to everything. So, Steve and Vanny just being a real smart guy, type of leader he is. I see him, but it's one of those two.
So, what would happen then if, let's say, those guys had president, vice president?
I think Steve would be a great president. I don't know. It's a funny thing to think about because we always talk about political things, and he's right in the corner of my locker, so it's pretty funny.